Chapter 4. This nanny is different. The children are frightened.
Why can't we stop?
Simon cries and pours more syrup.
You must say please,
says Nurse Matilda.
That's polite.
Please,
says Susie.
That's stupid.
Suddenly, her right hand takes another doll and her left hand starts to cut off its head. Susie shouts in horror.
Please! Please!
And her hands stop cutting immediately. The others are very surprised.
Please!
Please! Please!
They say, and all their activities stop. The glue jumps out of Susie's hair. The chocolate syrup returns to the bottle. The dolls' heads fly back onto their bodies. The playroom is clean, tidy, and for the first time, very quiet. The children look at Nurse Matilda suspiciously. Who is this woman, they think.
I'm going to bed,
says Simon.
I'm very tired.
Me too,
says Susie. They run to their bedroom and jump into their beds. Nurse Matilda turns off the light.
Good night, children,
she says, and there's a little smile on her face. Nurse Matilda leaves the room and goes downstairs. The other children are surprised.
How did she do that?
George asks.
It usually takes hours for the nannies to put Simon and Susie to bed.
I know,
says Alex.
But this nanny isn't like the other nannies. She's different.
Don't worry,
says George.
She'll see we are naughty children, and then she'll leave, like all the others. Then we can have more time with Mother and Father.